Hello.
Hello. I am from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
I am.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use, flooding, storms, and wildfire, and more served and in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events and more damaging. How concerned are you personally about the climate change? Would you say very concerned? Somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Okay, I need to ask because I'm right in the middle of something. How long is this going to take?
Just a few minutes. With no interruptions, I should be able to do it in 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay. Concerned, yes.
Very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in this last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
And some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Oh, God, I don't even know what that means. I guess oppose.
A strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. A recent analyst found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the powered plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that would reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Would you support or oppose such a air quality equipment standard?
Yes, strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please tell me if you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it. Here's the first one. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
What about improving electrical grid reliability? Would you support it or oppose it?
Strongly support.
What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
Somewhat support.
Expanding quality health care?
Expanding quality health care. Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heat rainstorms.
Somewhat support.
Installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Somewhat support.
Increasing access to public transportation.
Somewhat support.
And thank you again for your patience. I'm going to read it a little faster for you so we can complete this as soon as possible, and thank you for your patience. Now, how concerned do you find the following statements? For making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change, just let me know if the statement is very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all. Here's the first one. Climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grind, reliability, and resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing to you, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
The other one says, the community, we have contributed the last to the climate change crisis and have found the fewest resources to recover after a disaster and being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Very convincing, somewhat, not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate change crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warming the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner form of energy and causing a climate change crisis to worsen. And now, it is only fair that these same companies have paid to protect Maryland's from climate change. Very convincing, somewhat not too convincing, or not convincing at all?
Somewhat convincing.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminished your opinion of that lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Okay. And the other one says, and thank you again for your patience, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or would it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
And if a lawmaker were to support a bill to request every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel used, would this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker or diminish your opinion of the lawmaker?
No impact. Are we about done?
Yes, we are at 95%. We are concluding. I'll read faster for you so we can finish. The last one says here, would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Do you strongly support it, somewhat oppose it, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support,
okay. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Biden.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistic purposes only. Into which of the following age groups do you fall into? 18-34, 35-49, 50-64, 65 and older,
the 55 to 64.
Okay. And with which party are you registered to vote?
Democrat.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
White.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your evening.
Yep.
Thank you very much.